"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're on from 1 until 4. Then after 4 o'clock, if you miss stuff, you can hear the John Cobell On Demand podcast on the iHeart app as well. And we are going to be broadcasting live from the Honda Center tomorrow in Anaheim, parking lot 4. You be there. You must sign the petition. This is going to fix Prop 47. We could end this era. Two things we do in the next 2 weeks. We sign the petitions to get Prop 47 on the ballot in November, and you vote against George Gascon in L.A. County March 5th. That's Gascon's proposition. He wrote it. So we have to cancel that and then cancel him. The petitions will be available to sign from 1 until 6. We'll be there from 1 until 4, broadcasting live on the air. L.A., Orange County, San Bernardino, Riverside, San Diego County, Ventura County, whatever you live in, you can come to Anaheim and sign it. You must enter at Ball Road. More details to come in about half an hour, because Todd Spitzer is going to join us, and he's helping us put this on. Now, on to this stuff reads like comedy. I read this and I read this again, and I'm thinking, all right, I'm just going to read it. The LA County Blue Ribbon Commission on Homelessness has recommended the creation of an executive committee on homelessness. This is according to Susan Shelley. She is an opinion editorial writer with the Southern California News Group, which includes papers like the Orange County Register and the Los Angeles Daily News and the Riverside Press Enterprise. You may have seen her work. Well, this is what she told us on Twitter, on X today. Let's get Susan on.
Hi, John. Great to be with you.
Are you this read? Do you write comedy? I mean, this read like some kind of satire.
Comedy, it writes itself. You can't get out of its way. It writes itself. You can't make this stuff up. I got a press release from Supervisor Catherine Barger's office, and this is what it says. She issues statement on launch of inaugural executive committee for regional homeless alignment. Well, that's what we need. We need alignment. Of all the things, when you buy a homeless encampment, when you're walking on the sidewalk and there's human poop on the street, the first thing you think is, we need alignment. And that's what this is just absurd. To tell you the truth, what this is about is getting past the next election. All commissions, all blue ribbon task forces, they're always about getting somebody past the next election. So this was created in July 2021, this blue ribbon commission, and they issued their report, funny enough, in 2022, just before the primary. Isn't that convenient? And then they went ahead and they did nothing with the report until now, because it's 2024. Catherine Barger is on the ballot, and Holly Mitchell is on the ballot, and Janice Hahn is on the ballot. And what's the first thing people are asking? Why aren't you doing anything about homelessness? So now, more than a year later, they announced that they've got this inaugural executive committee, which is recommendation number 7 of 7 from the Blue Ribbon panel. I looked it up. Many of the rest are try to make what we already have work. And what we already have is we have a commission overseeing the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority. Now, that's a 10-member commission, but that wasn't doing a good job. So then we had a Blue Ribbon Commission to oversee the LASA Commission, and now we're going to have an executive committee to oversee all of it. Who's on the committee?
And on all these committees and commissions, it's all the same people.
It's all the same people. The new executive committee has Lindsay Horvath on it. She's a county supervisor. She doesn't really need to be on a commission. She could just do stuff from her job. And so could Catherine Barger. They could just do stuff, but no. So who else is on the committee? The mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, is on the committee. She could also just do stuff, but no. What we're going to do is we're going to have another commission to oversee the commission to oversee the commission, and then we're going to have a committee to review the reports of the commission. Doesn't it make you miss the Marx Brothers? This is great.
It does. It does sound like a Marx Brothers routine. And, of course, homelessness is just exploding everywhere.
Everywhere.
Do you know what they do during all these commission meetings and executive committee meetings? What do they do? What do they talk about?
I'll tell you what they're talking about. They're talking about raising your taxes. Now, that's not funny.
Oh.
They are actually... you remember Measure H, it was going to be temporary. Remember how that was a temporary tax? 10 years, a quarter cent sales tax. Yeah. And that was going to be for homelessness services, and that was going to fix everything. Well, it's expiring in 2027. And they're very concerned because now they only have 2 elections in which to raise your taxes before the money train stops. And so what they're looking at doing is raising the sales tax again. They have already gotten authorization, a law that Gavin Newsom signed in October that will allow an additional 0.5 cent over what you're already paying in LA County. So some places will go to 10 and 3/4%.
10 and 3/4?
Well, some cities are already at 10 and 1/4, and this would allow 10 and 3/4. And what's it going to go for? It's going to go for homelessness services again. And that's what's going on. So sometime this summer, you're going to see an obscure memo about an agenda item in the County Board of Supervisors where they're either going to have something that's being put on the ballot, or there's going to be some petition that's out circulating for something that'll be on the ballot, and they're going to decide how much they want to ask for and how they want to persuade people to vote for it. That's going to be on the November ballot.
Another tax increase for homelessness. Homelessness has exploded since Measure H passed. That was 7 years ago it passed.
Mm-hmm. And it's all worse. And in the city of Los Angeles, Measure HHH was supposed to fix homelessness. They were supposed to build 10,000 units of housing, and that didn't work out very well. At $800,000 per unit, it doesn't last very long.
It must be up to $1 million by now.
It probably is.
They have
to have tax increases. That's what they want.
Do they know how ineffective all this is? Do they care?
New committee to oversee the commission to oversee the commission. That's the solution, John. You need another committee to oversee the commission, and then you need somebody to review the reports.
How come they don't know panel, that this is all a huge racket? I mean, all these nonprofits that get all these millions and billions of dollars, it all gets squandered. Everybody enriches themselves that runs the nonprofit, and they don't actually get anyone off the street. Nobody's life gets better.
Exactly right. And that's because they spend the money on big salaries for people to push paper across the desk and write reports. And that's how this is happening. If you really want to fix homelessness, the first thing you do is you have to build emergency shelters and long-term shelters to get people off the street right now. And then you have to repeal the Housing First Law, which prohibits these nonprofits from giving these apartments, which are scarce. There are not going to be enough. They can't give them just to people who are ready to get well. or who are getting their lives together, who are just in homelessness because of a poverty situation or domestic violence, they have to ignore all those conditions. And even if someone is still using hard drugs, they cannot be rejected as an applicant for this free housing.
That's
we have to fix that.
Yeah,
and then we have to build hospitals.
I mean, these progressive ideas are so stupid, which makes me think they're not that stupid. They're all just a bunch of crooks. It's one of the two. Either they're too stupid to stand up, or they're just incredible crooks.
If you look at the salaries in the Los Angeles Housing Services Authority, if you go to Transparent California or one of the other sites that does this public information, you look at those six-figure salaries for directors and administrators and officers and everybody except people who are actually helping somebody. It's all just a bunch of crooks just feeding off taxpayer dollars.
And what do they do all day? Like, how do they spend their days? Just nothing.
Nothing. They have reports, and they report to the commissions. And now that there's more commissions, it takes even longer, so they're going to need more people to do the reports for the commissions. This is what they do. It's compliance and paperwork and nonsense. They're spending billions of taxpayer dollars. There's no accountability. There's no results report. You can't get any data on how many people were helped, because nobody was helped.
Susan Shelley, who writes for the Southern California News Group. There's papers in all the Southern California counties, including the LA Daily News and the Orange County Register. Thank you for coming on. And we should talk again anytime you find these kind of stories. Let us know.
I'll keep you posted.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you very much, Susan Shelley. When we come back, they're finally firing the guy who ran the Boeing MAX program. Yeah, because it starts with the bolt problem, but there's another Boeing plane that got into trouble in the last day. That's all ahead. Todd Spitzer at 3:30 to talk about our show at the Honda Center in Anaheim.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
We have Todd Spitzer coming up in 10 minutes to talk about our show from the Honda Center in Anaheim tomorrow. We'll be in the parking lot. Parking lot 4 from 1 until 4. 1 until 6, you can sign petitions to fix Prop 47. So Todd will be with us coming up in the next segment. Well, it took a couple of months, but they finally fired the head of Boeing's 737 MAX program. They... they threw him out the door plug opening.
Can you imagine?
Went down the chute. Ed Clark, he was in charge of the program. That includes the MAX 9. He's leaving immediately, according to the press release. They are overhauling their quality control process. More inspections at the factory, Renton, Washington. That's where Clark oversaw the MAX production, but he didn't oversee it very closely. He's the first head to roll after that door plug blew out because they forgot to put the bolts on, left a big hole in the side of the plane, Alaska Airlines. Now, this guy had taken over the MAX program in 2021.
Ouch!
After the two fatal crashes.
I was going to say, it's taken a long time for him to no longer work there.
Yeah, he's been there for almost 3 years, but he wasn't even running the operation when those two planes fell out of the sky overseas. There have been five different people running the program in 3 years.
Oh, so he was not part of the, okay, I was going to say that.
No.
Okay, so he's not being blamed for.
No, he's being blamed for everything that happened since those crashes.
Since those crashes, right.
Because they crashed in 2018 and 2019. The MAX planes were pulled. They started production again back in service in late 2020, and it was the next year that Clark took over, and he was the fifth person to hold that title in 3 years, in case you wonder why the planes are falling out of the sky and the door plugs are flying out. Five heads of production there. They have put two women in charge. Katie Ringgold is now taking over the MAX program, and Elizabeth Lund is taking over quality control across all of Boeing's commercial airplane systems. And they've given up on the guys.
Good. You know, we did that story about brains, right?
Yeah.
So let's see. Let's see what happens with the women in charge.
Well, you know, I hope we have two women who have that like obsessive compulsive detail oriented attitude here. Just 2 weeks ago, they found that one of their suppliers had incorrectly drilled holes on Max planes, and that's going to delay delivery of about 50 new Max planes.
Oh, well.
They have problems piling up on top of one another here. And then yesterday you probably saw, this was a Boeing 757-200, not a Max plane. It was going from San Francisco to Boston when a guy named Kevin Clark looked out the window and it looked as if the right wing was starting to shred.
Yeah, nobody noticed that before the plane took off.
And that was a pretty significant tear in the plane fuselage between the wing and the main structure. He took video of it, and they had to make an emergency landing. I guess you tell the flight attendant, and she goes up to the pilot.
Yeah.
Pilot comes down, looks out the window, go, ooh.
We have a problem.
It's not supposed to be that way. He said it came apart when we took off in San Francisco. And he said, I can't wait for this flight to be over. I guess he was, you know, sending out videos online. They've got another plane waiting for us. Clark said there was this incredibly loud vibration just as the wheels went up.
I would die.
It was like, what was that? That's the wing being torn off. Why? And
we shouldn't be laughing because we would be crying. I'd be crying if I was on that plane.
Oh, you probably would have jumped out.
I would have flipped out.
You had to bring your own parachute.
No, I'd be afraid to do that, too. There's no good option.
So what I said as a joke actually was true. They told the flight attendant and the pilot walked into the cabin 45 minutes later. All right. He saw the wing start to tear off as soon as the wheels went up. But the pilot didn't make it back to look at it for 45 minutes. And Clark said, he goes behind me, and I was kind of sleepy. I wasn't paying much attention. Then he goes back to the cockpit and comes on the PA and says, we've discovered some damage to one of the front flaps. We're going to divert to Denver and put you on a different plane. This is not, this is another Boeing plane.
Yes.
What could they fire somebody else?
I was going to say, is this the only person that's...
I don't know. There's a longer story. I think they're moving a lot of people around, but, you know, everybody's got to just, like, get up every day and pay attention. Whatever your job is, you have to pay attention.
Can you imagine what... I can't even imagine if we made certain mistakes like that we would have our jobs. Although we're not building planes here or maintaining.
No,
planes.
I know, but most places are not run this badly. I mean, this is among the most important jobs you can have, putting a plane together, right? Because you could kill 300-400 people in all at once in one shot, and everybody has to be focused, and they do have a lot of quality control. They do have a lot of inspections, right? They have a lot of redundancy. I don't know what's gone wrong with the company. It looks like everybody gave up. They're all out riding their bicycles, maybe. We got more coming up. Todd Spitzer is going to be on after Deborah's News, the Orange County DA. He's helping us put on the big show tomorrow at the Honda Center. We're going to be there from 1 to 4, from Lot 4. You got to take the Ball Road entrance. And from 1 to 6, we're signing petitions to... greatly revise Prop 47. It's going to fix Prop 47. Broadcast 1 to 4, petition signing 1 to 6. Todd's with us next.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Run from 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand. A lot of good stuff today. I don't have time to go into it all. You should just listen to the podcast. John Cobalt Show on demand. Posted after 4 o'clock. Conway coming on here at 4. We'll talk to him soon. And we're talking to Todd Spitzer now. Todd Spitzer is going to be with us tomorrow. He's helped set up this show we're going to do on the road at the Honda Center in Anaheim from parking lot 4. We're going to be there from 1 until 4. You're going to be signing petitions to fix Prop 47. The petitions will be there from 1 until 6. We will be on the air from 1 until 4. There'll be petitions for all the counties in Southern California. So you could take a good drive and come watch us do the show. Meet me, meet Todd, meet everybody else. Honda Center, you have to take the Ball Road entrance. So figure that out, Ball Road entrance, because they got some construction going on there. And we're going to be in lot 4. And Todd Spitzer himself is here to talk with us. How are you, Todd?
Goodness gracious, John, I'm so excited about tomorrow. I hope everybody else is as well. It's about time we took our fate into our own hands and returned California to some sense of sanity.
I'm always assuming that it takes, you know, many, many times to explain this, to cover the audience, which is, you know, moving in and out, listening for a few minutes here and there. So if you would, again, go through the main components of this Prop 47 fix that's in this referendum.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So listen, people, come out tomorrow. Let's turn this into an amazing event. And what we have the opportunity to do is put an initiative on the ballot, and the signatures tomorrow are to qualify it so we can put it to the voters in November. And basically it says the following. When we passed Prop 47, we made drugs misdemeanors, possession of drugs. And while no one wants to throw anybody in jail or prison for using drugs recreationally, after a period of time, we used to have an incentive that if you used drugs and you didn't get help and you committed crimes, we could really get your attention by holding a felony over your head. And if you did drug treatment, it would be dismissed. The charges would go away. But under Prop 47, they took drug possession and just said it's a misdemeanor over and over and over again. And that's why you have all these drug-addicted individuals, all these individuals who are homeless, all afflicted with mental health exacerbated by drug use, and they're doing nothing to improve their condition. So this says, hey, door A, get mental health, get treatment. Door B, It's a felony if you don't. And we return some sense of people having to take responsibility for their fate back into their own hands. So this is to get people's attention and actually do something when they're addicted to drugs. The other is theft. We are all sick and tired of the smash and grabs, the people going in with their hand calculators, figuring out that they can't take more than $950 or it turns into a felony. Before Prop 47, it used to be $400. Now people are going in and they know how much they can steal. And every time they do it, the clock starts again on the criminal charges. So what our initiative says is, look, if you have two prior convictions, we can turn the next one into a felony, and we can calculate the value of the things you've stolen, and we can add it up together until it gets to $950. So if you have four or five of these thefts, open cases pending against you, we can add them up, and we can charge you with a felony if you're gaming the system. So this really gets people's attention to say, you can't steal from Target or Home Depot or Lowe's, but more importantly is that you can't steal from the mom and pops, the people that can barely afford to pay their insurance, and then they get everything stolen from them, and it really makes a big difference. And then lastly, John, is fentanyl. This says to a drug dealer, if you provide a drug and it has fentanyl in it and you kill somebody, you can be charged with murder. And when we do this for drunk driving, when somebody's convicted of drunk driving, the judge admonishes them that if you do this again in the future and you kill somebody, you can be charged with murder. It's called the mental state or the mens rea. We have to prove this beyond a reasonable doubt to a jury or a trier of fact. And this adds the same kind of mental state acknowledgement for fentanyl. In a nutshell, we're going after the drug users, the people that steal, and the people that are providing fentanyl and killing people in our streets. Over 100,000 Americans have died from fentanyl overdoses in the last 3 years.
The drugs are so different than 10 years ago. I mean, I don't remember, go back to 2014 before this thing passed. I don't remember hearing about fentanyl. The meth became much more widespread and much more powerful.
Well, first of all, meth can be, you know, we had these meth labs, they would blow up, people could manufacture it. It was cheap, also synthetic, whereas cocaine is not, it's from a plant. But methamphetamine could be manufactured with chemicals. Then fentanyl became so cheap because the Chinese were sending it over to Mexico, Chinese manufacturing it in China, sending it to the cartels packaging it up and sending it to the United States in the form of a bunch of different pills because it's so cheap, so potent. Okay, look, it's like marijuana today. You know, you can go in and you can order any kind of cultivated type of marijuana. Just like cigars, light wrap to heavy wrap. You know, you can basically get anything you want today. That's how sophisticated the drugs are. But the fact of the matter is, if somebody orders, even illegally, John, if somebody orders a recreational drug on the street and it contains fentanyl, they weren't trying to take fentanyl. They weren't attempting to overdose. They were experimenting or using like a Xanax or something else. And as a result of the fentanyl, they died. And these drug dealers know that the drugs they're pushing today, 3 out of 4 times the drug they have is going to contain fentanyl.
Really? 3 out of 4 times? And this is just the common pills that people and a lot of kids are buying, thinking it's Adderall, I think it's Xanax or Percocet, and they're just trying to get a little buzz going. There's an excellent chance they have fentanyl and they could die.
Absolutely. They're using it to stay up for exams. They need some speed for exams, and it has fentanyl.
All right. We are going to – thank you so much, by the way, for helping us to set this up. It's going to be at the Honda Center in Anaheim tomorrow. We're going to fix Prop 47. We're on the air from 1 until 4. You can sign the petitions from 1 until 6. There's going to be petitions for all the counties in Southern California. And you have to go to Lot 4, and you have to enter from Ball Road. And we're going to have a good time. Todd, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. Thanks again.
Me too.
For helping us on this.
We're happy to do it. We can't thank KFI enough and your leadership, John. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. We'll do it tomorrow. Coming up, got two stories about people connected with the public schools here in Southern California. One of them is watching naked people on his phone, and one of them goes online and likes pornographic posts. One of them's running for a school board. One of them's a teacher. Again, we don't make this stuff up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Again, tomorrow, Honda Center in Anaheim. Want to see you there. We're going to be broadcasting 1 to 4 from parking lot 4 to fix Prop 47. It's signature gathering. You sign petitions, and you can sign the petitions from 1 to 6, and we're live on the air from 1 until 4. Conway coming up in just minutes. If there's one thing that you don't want in your kid's classroom, it's a teacher who's looking at porn, or at least looking at naked people on his phone while he's teaching the class. This actually happened in West Covina at a school. And we got a report here from NBC4, Lauren Coronado.
I spoke with a handful of parents and family members who rallied outside Cameron Elementary School who tell me some of their students were too upset to return back to class after the incident on Friday. This is a text message one Cameron Elementary grandparent says she received from her fifth, and the sub is being weird, and all the girls are crying and uncomfortable. Do I call 911? The student's grandmother didn't want to speak with us on camera, but tells me she rushed to the school. She's back on campus after the holiday weekend with a group of others, including Stacy Matthews, whose daughter was also in the classroom. When school staff say a substitute teacher was accused of viewing inappropriate content in the classroom, they're now rallying outside of the school, sharing their stories and demanding an arrest.
The teacher was his back was to the kids so they could see his phone. And Addison said that there were naked people on the phone.
Oh, come on.
Immediately, like the kids kind of all huddled together in a corner together. And that he just made them feel really uncomfortable. He wouldn't let them leave to go to the bathroom.
Matthew says some students eventually left the classroom and got help.
As soon as we found out, we took immediate action.
Superintendent Emmy Flores says the principal relocated students to the school's wellness center, removed the substitute teacher from the classroom, alerted the district, and then police. Flores says parents were individually called after. As for questions surrounding the substitute teacher's track record,
we have a very complete and detailed hiring process in our district, which also includes not just fingerprints, but also a full background with DOJ, as well as a drug testing. Everything has come back clean for this individual.
Ew.
A lengthy investigation now underway. West Covina's chief of police shared this statement Friday, reading in part, "We urge everyone to remain calm and trust in the investigative process. We are dedicated to ensuring the safety and well-being of all community members, particularly our children."
Well, they haven't arrested him yet, and they should. Can't be looking at nude videos or nude pictures, whatever he was doing, in front of kids and not letting them out of the room. Oh, and I love the traditional denial. It's like, well, no, we have a very detailed, complete hiring procedure and full background check. Oh, stop it. You know, you could usually tell a weirdo just by looking at him. You don't even have to do the background check. I bet you this guy was a real disturbed. They give off a disturbed vibe most of the time. And here's one more nut. And this guy's running for L.A. school board. His name is Khalid Al-Aleem. And he has a lot of social media activity. And he likes to promote posts agreeing with anti-Semitic content, glamorizing guns, and celebrating pornographic images. Celebrating pornographic images. That's a weird phrase. This is out of the El Segundo Times. Apparently, this Khalid Al-Aleem character was praising a publication from the Nation of Islam. Oh, my God. That is still around. That's Louis Farrakhan's whack job organization. The secret relationship between blacks and Jews. How Jews gained control of the black American economy. That's some publication, and he's praising it. And it accuses Jews of collaborating and financing racial terrorists such as the Ku Klux Klan. You can get it at the Nation of Islam online store. He also liked to acknowledge pornography and gun posts. And this Al Aleem says, I apologize for my likes on social media of graphic content. It was inappropriate. I will never do that again. By the way, this district is has the largest concentration of black students. A majority of the students are Latino. So these are the minority kids that everyone is supposed to be paying special attention to. Of course, these are the kids who were locked out for a year and a half by the teachers union. Oh, speaking of the teachers union, guess what? The teachers union has spent more than $650,000 supporting Al Aleem's campaign. So Al Aleem, who celebrates pornography, guns, and anti-Jewish publications, $650,000 from the teachers union. In fact, they gave him $650,000. His own campaign only raised $24,000. The teachers union. Made up of absolute mental patients. We have Conway here.
Now, hey, what is the guy's three things? He likes guns,
pornography,
and he's anti-Jewish?
And he's anti-Jewish books from the man. Nation of Islam.
I'm two-thirds with him. I'm a big fan of the Jewish community, but I'm the other two. I'm in
guns and pornography.
Sure, there. Yeah, ding dong. I call that ding dong. You know, when you wake up,
right? Oh, ding dong.
Yes,
accent.
Yes, a little guns and porn. Yeah, yeah. What a great. What wouldn't you see that movie? Guns and porn.
Guns and porn. Yeah.
All right. Mega Millions jackpot is over $525 million. We're going to try to grab that. And then we also have Alex Stone coming on. He's a terrific reporter with ABC, if you know that. And then Rick Caruso, he ran for mayor of the city of Los Angeles. He's calling in at 5:05.
All right.
We want to talk to him about that graffiti building. I don't know if you've heard anything about that.
Yes.
Have you?
Yes. made the Grammys.
Yeah, right across from the Crypto.
Yes.
The Crypt. You know, I was on that exact sidewalk 2 weeks ago on a Saturday night, on a Saturday afternoon, because my daughter was at the convention center doing a cheer event. And literally the same time the next week, somebody was killed right on that square of sidewalk
on
that I was
spot,
on.
That spot.
Right there. There's a turf war going on downtown L.A. because I got my ear to the pavement down there. You know the guys that sell the beer and the sausages on the corner?
Yes.
There's a turf war going on there, and there's one guy that owns, like, you know, 500 of these little carts. Another guy owns like 300, and there's a war going on for space in that area.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. So when you go down to Staples Center to a King game, Laker game, be careful.
So the hot dog and beer guys are at war.
That's right. That's right.
That's
great. Yeah.
There's
a turf war with guys' hot dogs.
You can't even buy hot dogs and a beer after.
That's right, game, man. Right? But it's sort of like the Wild Wild West. I like it. It's like, you know, when you go down there, you can buy a beer or a hard alcohol right on the street. Right. That's the way it should be.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yes, you can buy a 24 ouncer right on the sidewalk in front of Staples Center.
There's no laws anymore.
It's the best, man. It's the best. Right. We got to convert you to one of these guys who likes guns and porn.
Guns and porn.
There you go.
All right. I go halfway there.
And a big show for you tomorrow in Orange County.
Yes, Orange County at the Honda Center.
Yeah, okay.
From 1 into 4. So we're going to get signatures to fix Prop 47. And we got Crozier with the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.